Nearly 20 years ago, researchers at Iowa State University discovered a faded newspaper picture of two bronze panthers at the entrance of a private hunting estate in Rhode Island. It was with the personal papers of Danish artist Christian Petersen, who arrived on the Ames campus and became the country's first permanent artist-in-residence. Petersen had written in his resume that the panthers were created about 1920. The ISU Museum wanted them and launched an extensive search that ended last year.
And I always say it took us 20 years and 3 seconds. We punched in Middlebury, you went to the art collection, and then you went to panthers. There they were!
Chief Curator Lynette Pullman recalls how a crucial clue led them to a small arts college in Vermont.
My visual image was to have, if you think of Raiders of the Lost Ark, the last scene where there's just crates, endless crates of stuff stored, that's where I thought they would be. Or they would have been melted down for World War II armaments. The moment that we found them at Middlebury, it was euphoria.
Petersen placed the panthers in a realistic action scene. A snarling female has killed a fawn, holding it down with one paw. A male is circling as though he might steal the prey. As in real life, the sculptures are sleek and lethal, a prized possession for a school like Middlebury, whose mascot happens to be the panther. A parent of several Middlebury students bought the wildcats at an auction and delivered them as a surprise gift to the campus residence of college president John McCardle.
So there they were, and for the better part of the winter and the spring, we had a little mini Jurassic Park.
And they stayed there for 10 years, right at home with the Middlebury Panthers.
The thought occurred briefly, we might want to paint little Bambi purple and put a W on it for Williams, one of our major athletic rivals, just to demonstrate what we hope would happen from time to time on the playing field. But I was dissuaded from that defacement, and I think I was well advised.
Art historian Leah Rawson DeLong served as Iowa State's chief detective and says that in the 92 years since the panthers were cast, they've been passed between up to 5 owners and 2 auction houses. Middlebury didn't know who the sculptor was, but once they understood the legacy connection to ISU, the college let them go for the lowest appraised value, according to museum director Richard Saunders.
I think had these been sited in a different location on campus, and had they been here for a much longer period of time where they had become part of the memory of the college, I think there would have been a great hue and cry over their departure. And we would have proceeded differently had that been the case.
Iowa State already has the most complete collection of Petersen's art, including a dozen other major works installed across the campus. Museum Director Pullman says the panther statues will help fill a crucial gap in Petersen's pre-Iowa career.
His day job was this jewelry die cutting, and his passion was to be a fine art sculptor. So he was creating things that were 2 or 3 inches in diameter, and then he creates these 9.5-foot, full-scale, if not larger-than-life panthers. That's kind of a great accomplishment, and we believe these are the ones where he really stepped up and said, I'm a sculptor.
This is where the big cats will roam, a wooded sculpture garden across from the Christian Petersen Art Museum on Central Campus. But first, a celebrity welcome next week, including a starring role in Iowa State's Visha Parade a week from tomorrow. In Ames, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.